Since Lamaisa he is giving it to you, it's called the good Mechira. Lamaisa, the money was given over, that's called the good Mechira, even though you can't get it back from Beis Din. Alright, turn over. For Kitsa, this is called the good Mechira. It's called the good Mechira. Such money, if Lamaisa, the money was given already, even though Mitzara Din, you don't have to pay the money, because since you're Chai Hirosom, you're pulling off the figs on Shabbos. So you're Chai Misa for that. You don't have to pay for it. But if you do pay the money, it's called you pay the money. So therefore, it's called the Maisa Mechira. It took place here. That's the case that the Braisa says, you're Potter from Dal Vehei. In a case that Peshas the Mechira, you did a Nisa Shabbos. So since you did a Nisa Shabbos, you picked off the figs. That's the way the Mechira ended off. So therefore, we say, come live with the Rabbine, that you're Potter. Then the Mishnah says, go now for top of Yom Kippurim. If somebody makes a geneva on the shore, and he also makes a shchita on Yom Kippur, he's chayiv dal vehei. So Mara says, Amri, let's say, Amai, why? Nehi dekot lo leka, true, he's not chayiv misa. If you do a malachar on Yom Kippur, you're not chayiv misa's bezdin. You're only chayiv chorus. But Malkus miyuika, lechur you have a chayiv Malkus. You'll be chayiv Malkus for making this tficha on Yom Kippur. If so, the kaimlum we hold, the ain't like your mishalim. You don't have to, you don't get malchus and have to pay. So how come here we have to pay dal v'hei? L'chura, since he made this tzvicha on Yom Kippur, he's going to get malchus for Yom Kippur, so we should be potter from paying. So Moses Amri, I'll tell you, Chomani Rabbi Meir, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yomah, the Rabbi Meir says in Ksubis and in Malkus, that like your mishalim, the Rabbi Meir Shita says, yes, these two, yeah, you could get malchus and doesn't make you pay. If it goes to Rav Meir, maybe even a filo tofa for Shabbos, maybe even that you made a shchita on Shabbos, maybe there also you still have to pay dal v'hei. The chitam, then you want to tell me no, that Rav Meir shchita is like your mishalim islay, when Bezdin gives you two punishments for one maisa, where you'll have to pay money and you get malchus, that he holds from. But maybe mace or mishalim leslay. This type of a kum lebe the rabbinay, if you did an aver that you chayiv misa for, then we don't make you pay. So the Gemara, is this true? V'loi, is that true what you're saying? For a time you learn like this, go now for tofach b'shabbos. You made a geneva and you shechted on Shabbos, you did an av malocha. Go now for tofach avodah zarah. Or else you made a tficha avodah zarah, also you chayiv misa for that. Go now for shor anisko. You stole the shor anisko for tofchay. Mishalom avodah chamisha, div rabbi meya. So you see clearly, according to Rabbi Meir, even though you made a tficha on Shabbos, that you should be chayiv misa for it, still we say, you have to pay dal v'hei. So if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, why does the Mishnah say on Shabbos only a mechira, and not a tficha? It should even be, if you made a tficha on Shabbos, you should be chayiv. Because Rabbi Meir says you chayiv. The Chachomim, the Chachomim is the one that said it's potter. So it must look like this. Amri, I'll tell you, bar mino dehi, excluding this one case. So itmolo, we learned on this, Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. The Yamrul of Samson, Amr Rabbi Yirmi, Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Loi, V'chol Chavruta. Mishmei, the Rabbi Yechanan, of Rabbi Yechanan. Amr said like this, B'toyvei Achei Deyacher, that Avad the Rabbi Meir holds from Kamblei with the Rabbi Nei. When you chayiv Misa, Avad, you don't have to pay any money. So where's there a case that Rabbi Meir says, if you made a Geneva and a Tficher on Shabbos, that you are chayiv Dal Tvei? The Terence says, Tofei Achei Deyacher. You appointed a shliach and you let the shliach make the tficha for you on Shabbos. That's the case. So therefore, you're not chayiv misa on Shabbos because you did not make the tficha on Shabbos. But the shliach did it. But you're chayiv dal v'hei, like we'll soon see, because there's a pasha of yesh shliach advar avera by tficha mechira. So first, about the Gemara. Is there like a shliach advar avera? Like the churi, he didn't make the tficha, shliach did it. So why is the God of chayiv? My Rav says, yes, here it's different. Shani Hochi, here it's different. The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, V'tovchoy u'mecharoy, or Rasay Mochor. So we dashen, ma mechira de'achar, just like when you sell it, it has to be to somebody else, another person involved, af tfichay de'achar. Even if you make a tficha also the shliach, also you could be chayiv. So therefore, if you appoint to the shliach to make the tficha if you want Shabbos, so negate to the Yisra Shabbos, you're potty, you're not chayiv misa for Shabbos. You're only chayiv for the Dalad V'hei, therefore you're chayiv Dalad V'hei. The Rabbi Shmuel, Tana, the Pasuk says, oi, the rabbi says a shliach. Says the tovach oimacher. The vechis kiyatona says tachas. The rabbi says a shliach. I call upon him here. Everybody agrees by the pasha tficha mechira. We say yesh shliach as bar avera. But avada Rabbi Meir himself agrees that by a real chi of misa we say come lebe the rabbi nei. You don't have to pay money. It's only over here, but Yitofach Haidei Ashliach. Mask Yibla Mazutra, Miyuk Amidu, is there anything? Dilu of an Iyu, Loi Mechayiv. If the Baldov, if the Ganef himself would have made the Tzvicha, he'd be potter from Dal Vehei. But Viyav Ashliach Mechayiv, now that he potter Ashliach and he's Chayiv, how could that be? How could the Ashliach be better than him? Omele Ravashi, Vashi in the back poshid, Omele Ravashi, Hosem, if he would do it, Love Mishum Deloy Mechayivu, not the Pshatis, because he wouldn't have a Chiyiv really of Dal Vehei, no. Elo de Kom Liv the Rabbinei. If he would shechted on Shabbos, the reason why he's potter, not because it's really not a chiv of Dal Vehei, but he has a chiv of Misra upon himself. So when he has a chiv of Misra, then we say, come live the Rabbinei. But but when he shechted there Shliach, there he's not chiv Misra, that's why he could have a chiv of Dal Vehei. Fred Gemara, Viva Tachar Deyacha, my time to Rabbanah, so what did Rabbanah say is potter then? Al Deh Shliach is a good svara. Amri Manchum Rabbi Shimon, the Yom Mashchita Shenuri, Lo Shem Mashchita. They go to court to Rabbi Shimon. They're all the Shchita Shenuri. As on Shabbos, if you shecht on Shabbos, you can't eat the meat. So it's called the Shchita Shenuri. That's why you potter. Friend of Chanami, there's no common with the Rabbi now here, because we're talking about where the Tficha was done on Deh Shliach. So therefore, the Ganef is potter from Isa, he's only Chayiv Dalt Vehei. All right, Mustafa. You're holding off Ayin Aleph Omer Aleph. So Rosh says again, when the middle of Shiloh was, we wanted to answer that Rav Meir says here, that if you're going off a Tofach on Shabbos, Chayiv Dal Vehei, it meant Ayidei Shliach. That even though you had a Shliach do it, that's why you're potter from Misa, that's why you're Chayiv Dal Vehei. So the question was, in Mamash, near the middle, but less than that, Vibu Tevech Ayidei Achar, if so, my time with the Rabbonin. So why the Rabbonin say you're potter then? If you were going off on Shabbos, and then you appointed a shliach to make the tvicha, to make the shchita on Shabbos, and we said there's a parsha of yesh shliach advar avera by Dal Vehei, so you're not chayiv misa, so then why are you potter then? Why does Rabbanan say that you're potter? So Mar says, Amri, I'll tell you, man chacham, who's the chachamim? Rabbi Shimon, chacham goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Yomad Rabbi Shimon says, shchita sheinu ruya loy shemei shchita. Rabbi Shimon's shchita is that a shchita sheinu ruya. If you make a shchita that you can't eat from it, so that's not called a good shchita. So we'll soon see if you shecht on Shabbos, it's called a shchita shenarui. We'll soon see why. So Mar says, let's see, Amri. Bishle ma'avoid yizor v'shor aniskol shchita shenarui. I understand if you were going off a shor and you shechted l'shem avoid yizor, or you were going off a shor aniskol and you shechted it, that the shchita is no good, because it's also v'ano. If you shecht l'avoid yizor, it's zivchei meisim, you can't eat it. Well, you shecht a shor aniskol, it's also v'ano, you can't eat it. Ela Shabbos, shchita ruyehi. L'chur, if you shecht a behemer on Shabbos, true, you didn't have every, not allowed to do it, but l'chur, it's called a shchita ruya. Since now, we learn like this. Ha-shoichet b'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim. If somebody shechts on Shabbos, or on Yom Kippur, afal pishim is chayiv v'nafshi, even though he's chayiv misa for this, you should know, at least in Yom Kippur, he's chayiv koris, he's shchitos like sheira. You should know that the shchita is good. L'chur, you see clearly, if you shecht on Shabbos, The shchita is a good shchita. So Mar says, Amri, I'll tell you, Sovolok Rav Yechon HaSandal. I'll tell you that the Rabbanan hold here, or the Rav Shimon, is going now Aliba to Rav Yechon HaSandal. And he holds, it's Osra Tidit Mediraisa. If you shecht the behemah on Shabbos, it's Osra Mediraisa Tidit. Tetzanan, we learned like this. Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'Shoigeg. If somebody cooks on Shabbos b'Shoigeg by mistake, he didn't realize today was Shabbos. Or he didn't realize it's Osra to do it. Halacha is yoichel, still you're allowed to eat it. Mashenkein b'mezid, if somebody cooks on Shabbos b'mezid, halacha is lo yoichel, you're not allowed to eat it. Dibur Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir Shita. If you do it b'mezid, halacha is lo yoichel b'mezid. So Rashi learns, lo yoichel means boi b'yoim. You're not allowed to eat it today. V'hu adin li acherim, other people also cannot eat it today. V'yazid it's only Reisha of the day, since the Reisha says it's muta, tonanai misaybib of the day. And this way the more expensive in Chulin. According to Rabbi Meir, if you cook on Shabbos b'mezid, nobody's allowed to eat it today. Until after Shabbos. Rabbi Yudah says, b'shoigeg yoichel b'moitzoy Shabbos. Rabbi Yudah holds no, even if a person cooks something on Shabbos b'shoigeg, he forgot today was Shabbos, still, you're not, the knas, you're not allowed to eat the food today, you have to wait till moitzoy Shabbos. So Rashi learns, it means, who b'yatzmoy, the person that cooked, he can't eat it till moitzoy Shabbos. Or boy by Well, Rashi says also again, Nochemol. According to Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos itself, nobody can eat from it. If you cook b'shoigeg on Shabbos, nobody can eat from it until Matzoy Shabbos. What about the mezid? Let's say a person cooked on Shabbos the mezid, he knew today was Shabbos, still he cooked it. Then the halacha is, lo yoichal alamis. He's not allowed to eat it forever. He gives a kenas upon him, he can never eat it. Other people could eat it, but he can't eat it. Acherim could eat it. Rabbi Yechon Asan Deloimer, B'Shoigeg, Ochel Amitzoy Shabbos, Le'acherim V'loi Loi. If a person cooks on Shabbos, B'Shoigeg, so he's never allowed to eat it. Even Lachas Man, he can't eat it. But other people could eat it on Amitzoy Shabbos. B'Mezit, let's say somebody cooks on Shabbos, B'Mezit, he realizes it's awesome and he cooks. The locher is, Lo Yechon Alamis, Loi Loi V'loi Lachherim. Not him and not somebody else. So who you see, because of Yechon Asanda, when you do an Issa D'Raisa on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. It's also b'achidu l'yelam. So the same thing would be if you make a shchita. If you make a shchita on Shabbos, it's also tita meat l'yelam. So mele kotz of Yechon HaSandol, if you shecht a shor on Shabbos, it's called the shchita shen ruya. That's why the rabbanon say you potter from dal vehei. Now the Gemara says, my time of Yechon HaSandol, what's the reason of Yechon HaSandol? Ki the dorish Rabbi Chiyah. The Rabbi Chiyah darshin da pischa d'vei nesiyya. That the pasuk says, Ushmarte mesa Shabbos ki kodesh ilochem. You have to watch Shabbos because it's kodesh. So we dash in ma kodesh osa bachilo. Just like something that's kodesh, like hegdish, it's osa bachilo. If so, af maisa Shabbos asurim bachilo. If you do a malacha on Shabbos, you should know it's osa bachilo. Poshet it's osa b'diraisa. Rashi says maisa Shabbos ira. That's right there. That it's osa b'diraisa to eat it. Because it says kodesh. For the Gemara. Ima kodesh osa banor, maybe just like hegdish, it's also to have even enjoyment from it. Maybe af maisa Shabbos osa banor, maybe you are doing a maisa Shabbos also, it's also bahanor. If you cook something on Shabbos, maybe not only can't you eat it, but maybe it's even also to sell to a guy, maybe it's even also bahanor. Talmud Leim of the Pasuk says no. It says, Oshmatim Shabbos ki kodesh lochem, says the word lochem. Tevidashin shelochem yehei, that it's mutter bahanor. So the Mara Yochel is so, I would have to say, maybe I feel b'shoigeg. Maybe even if you mechal Shabbos just b'shoigeg, maybe also the food should be yosa. Talmud Leima, this no, the Pasuk says, mechal aleho mais yumas. That if you mechal Shabbos, you chayiv misa. And we know when you chayiv misa, b'meizit. So b'meizit, amarti l'chor v'loi b'shoigeg. I only said the soul of b'meizit and not b'shoigeg. So kitza, that's how we know that a mais of Shabbos is also b'achila, according to Rav Yochanan Sandel. Now, Mar says, Pligi bo Ravacha Ravina. Really, it's a machlekes Ravacha and Ravina. Chadoma one says, Maisa Shabbos Diraisa. According to just asked in the Pasuk. According to Yechon HaSandol, that says, Ma Kodesh, that it's also. Shemaki Kodesh Ilochem, that Maisa Shabbos is also Midiraisa to eat it. But Umasova one says, no, the Chadoma Maisa Shabbos Rabbonin, it's only also Midirabonin. So, Man, Diyom Midiraisa, Kiriyamor, like we just got for the saying. We dash in the Pasuk, he kodeshi. But a man diyom, the Rabbanan, Omakro, the Pasuk says, kodesh who? What does that mean to say kodesh who? That Shabbos is kodesh. That means to say, who kodesh? V'yein maisav kodesh. But if you do a malacha on Shabbos, it does not become osa b'achila. Midiraisa is not osa b'achila. Because the machlok is b'kitza, the quote of Yechon HaSandol, is it osa midiraisa or only osa midirabonin? So Mar says, if so, Bishleim Alamand Yom Diraisa. If you learn the Kot of Yochanan Sandlis Osim Diraisa Tik from a Shchiter on Shabbos, Amtul Hochi.